Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the God of the second chance. And I'm going to read to you from Jonah chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, where we read this. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the message that I tell you." Now there's many wonderful verses in the Bible, but here's one of them, where it says in Jonah chapter 3, verse 1, "Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time." You see, because that shows us the amazing love of God toward his wayward people. Though Jonah did everything he could to resist the first call of God, after Jonah repented, God called him again. Though God was under no obligation to do that, God did it out of mercy and out of grace. This is especially remarkable when we remember how the book of Jonah began. Let me read you those verses. "Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, 'Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me.'" That's the first two verses of Jonah chapter 1. Now, do you see the similarity? First, in Jonah chapter 1, the word of the Lord came to Jonah. Then, in Jonah chapter 3, now the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Thank God for that second time. Now, many of us who believe God has given us a word to bring to others are especially thankful for that second time, or the 102nd time. You see, this is pure grace from God. God has every right to exclude us and never use us again when we fail, but he's the God of the second chance and the 102nd chance. A city needed to be reached, so God raised up one man, and by amazing persistence and amazing grace, God made that one man qualified to do the job. Notice what God told Jonah to do the second time. We read it here. "Preach to it the message that I tell you." You see, in Jonah 1, God told the prophet to cry out against Nineveh. But this time, God told Jonah to go there and wait for further instructions. God often works this way, and our flesh finds it irritating. You see, I usually want it all spelled out before I take even one first step, but God often doesn't deal with me that way. In fact, the story of Jonah demonstrates why God often leads us one step at a time without telling us more. When God had told Jonah what he would say in Nineveh, Jonah rejected the call. God often only tells us what we can handle at the moment. We commonly thank God for his word and what he shows us. But when was the last time you thanked him for what he didn't tell you? Sometimes the greatest kindness is shown by what God doesn't say, because he knows we're not quite ready for it yet. Today is a good day to spend some time thanking God for all the second chances he's given you. Then, spend some more time thanking him for the things he's mercifully not revealed to you yet. Trust this today. You know, your heavenly Father really does know best.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.